Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
WTIC News Talk 1080. Jody Ambrosio with you. And of course, we all missed being out in Cromwell this year for the Travelers Championship. But in spite of the fact that there were no spectators, the tournament again is making a sizable contribution to charities in our state. Here to talk about that is longtime Travelers Tournament Director Nathan Grube and the Executive Vice President and Chief Administrative Officer at the Travelers, Andy Bissett. Gentlemen, and I use that term loosely, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Nathan, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Joe, good morning. How are you? Thanks for having us on.
It's always good to talk to two of my favorites. So when we talked in the run-up, Nathan, to the event, we talked about the fact that this was going to be a different year, but you were confident that the corporate partners would come through and help benefit the charities of our area, which is what the tournament's all about. Having said that, how shocked were you when you found out it was over $1.6 million?
So I would say it was one of those moments where as you start to see what was happening with our partners, you were moved, you were touched, so appreciative. It was kind of the whole range of emotions that Andy and I kind of felt as this started to unfold because we've always had this philosophy that we have to be the best PGA Tour event out there. You know, like we have to be as good as we can be from a competition standpoint. The tour has to think that, the players have to think that, the media, it's a competition for us, for Andy and I. Like, we want to be the absolute best. But then if we do that, then you have this charitable engine with a tournament that actually produces this. So we're kind of going down these two roads. But I would say since Travelers came on, we have always tried to tie the connection to the more successful we are with the tournament, the more successful we are with our charities. And there was always this connection. And I never felt it as real as when we went to our partners in the spring and said, hey, it doesn't look like we're going to have a tournament. But they all understood what we were about. They understood. And they would ask the questions, hey, well, what's going to happen to the charities? What's going to happen to the charities? And it started with Travelers. I mean, they made a huge donation out of their title sponsor fee to push the charitable message. And then partners like Stanley Black & Decker said, we're going to donate our entire sponsorship fee to charity because this is about the community. So it was amazing that our partners understood the connection between how good the tour event needs to be with the Travelers Championship and then the charitable arm, and they were concerned. And so to see that play out and have them make these donations was really, really cool.
Andy, more than $1.6 million, there's a lot of PGA Tour events that don't do that when they have spectators. As somebody who's been in this area for as long as you have been, how gratified are you to see what happened this year and to kind of continue the tradition that has started ever since Travelers took over a primary sponsorship of the event?
You know, Joe, and we can't thank you enough for all of your support and from you and Ray and the team. And we as a title sponsor, this was our 16th year. I mean, we couldn't be happier. The reason that we support the Travelers Championship is because of charity and community. And I can't stress community enough. I mean, you know, you give money to the charities, that's really important. But what we do for our communities and if we don't do it, who's going to do it? This is our state. These are our towns and communities and cities. And we have to try to help ourselves. And, And so community, the word community to me is really, really critically important. And we're so excited. I mean, we're excited for a couple of reasons, too. We're excited about two of the organizations we gave to this year. And we always try to be reflective of the environment around us. And, you know, to think of the work, the great work that Ted Yang and his leadership team and his whole team at 4CT do is remarkable. I mean, it's really terrific. And then the Connecticut Institute for Youth and Police Relations, I mean, the work that Dr. Boyd and Dr. Cooper are doing to bring that together at the University of New Haven is second to none. Just terrific work, very timely. So we're really proud of the $1.6 million, but we're also very, very proud of those two lead charities, lead organizations, because they do so much great work. They're going to be so influential in our communities going forward.
Talking with Nathan Grube and Andy Bissett from the Travelers Championship about the announcement yesterday that more than $1.6 million had been raised this year. Nathan, was there a point during the process that you thought to yourself, hey, this is going to be a little bit better than I thought?
So I would say this. I mean, we ran the whole gamut of emotions starting in the spring. I mean, you had to look at everything. Okay, is the tournament even going to be played? Is it not? I mean, there were certain tournaments that were getting canceled on tour. There were other tournaments that their titles and their communities were saying, you know what, even though we're not canceled, we're not going to play. And so, I mean, we ran the whole gamut. And then what started to happen was, you know, our Birdies for Charity program, which is a program where, charities go out, get donations. We throw a bonus on top of those donations. So, like, we partner with our charities and the communities. They were asking us, saying, hey, are you still going to have these charitable programs even if there's no tournament? And you had a partner like Webster stand up and say, hey, we want to make sure the Birdies program still stays alive. So they made a huge contribution, and we actually were able to come out in the spring and say, hey, we're still going to be able to do our Birdies program, and charities are going to get money even if we actually don't have a tournament. And so I would say that started my thought going, okay, we're going to be able to make some donation. But then the momentum started to build, and when it started to get over $1 million, $1.5 million, $1.6 million, I mean, Andy and I were just, we were moved. We were moved by the reasons why our corporate partners were doing it. And then we had volunteers donating back their packages, you know, like, hey, I can't volunteer this year, but, you know, keep that money and have it go to charity. And so it was at every level you started to see this. And it was just, you had that momentum going into it. And it was really cool to be a part of.
Andy, the one charity that has always been up at the forefront has been the Hole in the Wall Gang. And obviously, at times like this, we have to help all our nonprofits more than we ever have. So to be able to donate, again, a large chunk to that group so that kids with cancer can and their parents can have a place to enjoy life, I think is just, you know, it speaks to what we should all be about.
Yeah, I agree, Joe. And, you know, the Hole in the Wall Gang camp is so important to us. And we made a sizable donation to them as well. And so, you know, we were lucky to be able to get over $1.6 million, as Nathan said. And the work that they do, and they had a pivot this summer, too. They didn't have actually live camp, right? They didn't have all those campers coming, over 1,000, to all those weeks of camps during the summer, and they had to do it virtually. So, you know, we were able to pivot with them and keep supporting them, but also do the great work that we're doing with COVID relief efforts, with 4CT and for racial injustice, and the great work that Dr. Boyd and Dr. Cooper are doing with the Connecticut Institute for Youth and Police Relations. So we were able to do some really good things for a number of charities this year. And as Nathan said, you know, what we're really proud of is, you know, Nathan and I were just laughing the other day. It was kind of a laugh, but not funny laugh. But we were talking about when Travis took over this tournament, when we saved it from the dead in 2007. We were like, what, Nathan? A few thousand dollars, I think. We were $10,000 maybe to Birdies.
Yeah.
Now we're over $1 million. I mean, that's unbelievable.
That's crazy.
That's just terrific, terrific work by Nathan and his tremendous staff.
It's crazy. And we've only got a couple of seconds left, but having the number one ranked player in the world as your defending champ, Nathan, isn't a bad marketing tool.
Listen, it's not bad. Like I said in the beginning, like, we have to be the best PGA Tour event that we can possibly be. And kudos to Andy and the team for recruiting. We had 9 of the top 10 players in the world that were going to tee it up tournament week, and felt like a major. So it's a testament to Travelers and their commitment, but we're going to keep doing it.
Yep. Awesome stuff. Guys, congratulations on another terrific donation to the area charities. Stay safe, and hopefully we'll see each other all in the near future. Nathan Grube and Andy Bissett, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Joe.
Appreciate it. All right. They do such a good job with that event. It's just it's unbelievable that in a year that they don't have spectators, they can raise $1.6 million for charity.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.